Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews from your customers. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Sydney Addis of the Inspiration Agency, and today we're going to be discussing creating a system that works without you. Sydney is a digital marketing expert and proud owner of the Inspiration Agency. Her agency specializes in real estate and entrepreneurship marketing. Thanks so much for joining us today, Sydney.
Thanks for having me, Julia. I'm super excited to be here with you.
Great. So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
So I'm actually in Madrid. It is currently raining and, like most Madrid afternoons, a little bit of a gray sky.
Okay.
I moved here about 3 years ago. I was born in Chicago, went to school in New Orleans, and always had this like little travel bug inside me. So a big part of the agency is kind of, you know, the team is all these digital nomads. So we're kind of all over the world. While most of our clients are in the States though.
Okay. Very good. That's awesome. Yeah. And what would you say motivates or inspires you?
Well, you know, given that we're called the Inspiration Agency, a lot inspires me. I think one of the best perks about being abroad is having, you know, access to all these really unique experiences that I didn't have growing up.
Yeah.
What I like to do is, you know, explore the city, travel, read, listen to podcasts. I was actually in Barcelona this summer and was just beyond inspired by Gaudi. I think the way that he like thought about the world and the way he created art was something that I kind of utilize within marketing and has been a discussion I've even had with my team. Kind of taking things that I've worked in the past, but making them more user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And I think that plays a huge part in user experience, which, you know, I kind of always have been in the back of my head when I'm doing my digital marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's so cool. And yeah, I agree. Travel, it just broadens your mind so much. And just having access to those different cultures and experiences is definitely going to give you just this unique flavor to your agency.
Exactly. It's so refreshing just having, you know, everything at your hand and these new exciting experiences.
Definitely. So how did you get into digital marketing?
Yeah, I would say that I've been into marketing since I was really young. My mom was an entrepreneur. My dad was really good at like business and numbers. And I think that kind of like shaped me into who I am. In high school, I actually started my first company. Mm-hmm. It was a jewelry business. So, you know, a lot of that was like creative, just, you know, with hands. But I learned about digital marketing through that. I learned how to make a website. I really wish I still had it up today because I think I would be really proud to see like where I've grown since.
Yeah.
But you know, like as a sophomore in high school, building a website with like no one really there to mentor you was a really huge step for me. And it taught me how to learn on my own, which I think with digital marketing is super important. Just being like a self-starter, there's so many resources available. So it's just kind of a matter of like wanting to learn and wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how my social media experience started as well. I learned how to, you know, grow my account. And this was, you know, Instagram way, way, way back when I think the old logo was still that like multicolored brown and cream one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So luckily I had that experience. And because, you know, it was kind of like my own thing, I was able to really experiment with it.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you know, it helped me land my first job in college. And as a freshman, I had this like wonderful job. And actually, I had a new client who's a referral from that job way back then. And yeah, I kind of just like stumbled into it. I got really lucky with an internship my junior year of college, and that really shaped what my company is today. It was a real estate team based out of Chicago. My uncle was friends with the team, and just kind of how I got started. And I was really lucky that they gave me a lot of freedom with it. So, you know, I had a little bit of budget to learn AdWords and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they also really trusted me to, you know, see their vision and experiment and take things where, you know, wherever I saw best. Mm-hmm. So I think having had that experience, it taught me A, that like I love real estate marketing. And B, like it just gave me years of experience just, you know, doing what I think trial and error until, you know, you get that sweet spot.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So did you take marketing in college?
Yeah, so I was a communications major and a business minor, although it wasn't really marketing focused. Like I took a PR class and things like that, but I don't think I really utilized much of my college experience in that way. What I did really, I think, take away from college within like the academic part was how to be a great writer and how to, you know, my professors were like really picky about the way things were worded, and it really shaped me into thinking about how to write from like a marketing point of view.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite courses was a creative writing course with a professor who actually published his own book. And, nice. You know, kind of just thinking outside the box and just having like a great mentor who, you know, literally did the thing that a lot of people, you know, want to accomplish one day.
Definitely.
Was really inspiring for me. So I loved that course.
Very cool. So why did you start the Inspiration Agency?
Yeah, so I was still freelancing for that company after college. I had moved to Madrid by that point and did something like a lot of Americans do. It's called the Auxiliar Program. And it basically allows you to teach in Madrid. And that's how you get to stay in Madrid. It's only 16 hours a week. So I was able to freelance on the side. I found out, and then, you know, COVID happened, but I found out I wasn't like really meant to be a teacher. I, you know, was always into marketing. So after my first year, I ditched the teaching part and I just worked here full time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that, I kind of had that little freak out moment, like, oh my gosh, I only have this one client. What do I do? Who's going to be my next client? How do I go about finding them? Is it okay that I live in Madrid when I'm, you know, trying to maybe find another Chicago agent to work with? Mm-hmm. And also, like, I felt really, you know, like close with the team I've been working with. It's been, you know, 3 years at that point working with them. Are they even okay with me working in the same industry and with another client close by? And luckily they were. I was super lucky to have found a client that's still with me. And she literally has an office down the block from that other client. And also in real estate. So that was amazing. And at that point I was working 40 hours and I couldn't do anything beyond that without, you know, overworking myself. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, now what do I do? How do I grow from one to, I think now I have a team of five. So that's, you know, really crazy. It's only been 1 year. Mm-hmm. I hired my first, well, I actually took on a VA at first, and I did that because I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with this, is, you know, giving up some of your creative freedom and trusting somebody else, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So that was a really hard hurdle for me to jump over. Yeah. And so that's why I took on a VA first, because, you know, it was kind of like micromanaging somebody underneath you, just like delegating some of your tasks. And to be honest, it didn't really help. I still felt like I had this enormity of work. I couldn't still take on a third client. And that's when I switched gears and just hired somebody to take over a whole part of digital marketing that was my least favorite, which happened to be social media. I love it. I'm good at it, but it's tiring, and I would rather kind of offload that onto someone else. So last December, that's when I took on the first member and really made TIA what TIA was, took on another client. And from there, we've just been growing and growing, and I've been steadily adding on team members to, you know, handle the bulk of the work.
That's so cool. And what do you love most about running your agency?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty young. I'm only 24. So I think I've learned a lot this year. I had no idea how much leadership goes into running your own business. And, you know, I'm young, I haven't had a ton of experience with this, but like, I am eager to improve and to learn. And so I've been listening to audiobooks, YouTube videos, anything I could get my hands on, talking to mentors who, you know, are really good at helping shape people into becoming better leaders. I think being a people person and, you know, working with people is one of the hardest parts about business. So my role quickly went from doing all of the tasks into managing a team, and, you know, being a leader for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say are the biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I would say, so we are completely remote. Everyone on the team, the majority of us are in Madrid. But that still comes with its challenges. You know, a huge part of our company culture is that we travel frequently, which means sometimes people are on different hours. It's hard to kind of get everybody in the right headspace and the right mindset online at the same time.
Right.
And I don't want to be in that typical corporate culture with the 9 to 5 in an office, because that doesn't work for me. So why would I ask anybody else to do that as well? So, you know, I think that is one of my biggest challenges. And, you know, it's still, we're just hitting our, you know, we're on the start of our second year, and we've had some really great new systems we've put in place. For example, we use hybrid hours, meaning half of their hours are. So if someone's just part-time, like at 20 hours, or if they're full-time at 40, half of those hours are, you know, scheduled in, overlapping with at least whoever they're working mostly, like most close to.
Okay.
And then the other half are 4 a.m. for all I care, as long as, you know, they're getting it done.
Yeah.
Which allows for the system to kind of, you know, be smooth and run as efficiently as possible.
Okay. Very cool. Well, that's the perfect segue. So we're going to be talking about today. Our topic of conversation is creating systems to make your agency run smoothly without you. So what kind of systems within your agency have proven to be the most important?
Yeah, there's a lot. I think it really depends on your company culture. For us, because we are remote, it's just kind of creating, like I said, those hybrid hours have been really helpful to us. In addition, you know, utilizing all the software that's available to you, I think it can be really overwhelming as an entrepreneur. There's so much out there. There's little, like something for every part of the industry. And you kind of just wish that there was one thing that did it all, but, you know, it doesn't really exist. Mm-hmm. And even though you, they are a lot of money. So, you know, especially when you're just starting off and you're a smaller agency, it's not the easiest solution by just going with that one size fits all, because it doesn't.
Yeah.
So for us, it was just kind of like taking the time, learning what programs and softwares work best. And in order to do that, we joined a ton of Facebook groups and talked with like a bunch of other people. One of my favorite Facebook groups is Women in Marketing. Sorry for the men listening to this podcast. There's plenty out there for you. But this group of women has just really proven, there's like thousands and thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Able to find interns through this, hires. I mean, it is seriously one of the best resources I've been able to find. And if you, you know, are just in need of like a new email platform or have a question about the one you're using, how to best make use of it, there is somebody who's asked it, or if not, like post and you'll get like 100 responses in a day.
Yeah. I used to be a moderator in that group, and
crazy.
It's such an awesome group. I just, I wasn't able to really find the time to keep doing it, but, there's so much inspiration, such a helpful group of women, and, looking to support each other. So,
I mean, I understand it's why you didn't have time. There's so many posts a day and
it's nonstop. It's crazy. So how do you go about implementing a new system?
Yeah. So I think the most important process with this is being open to it, you know, kind of like all technology. When you're closed-minded, it doesn't really allow you to really make the most of it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with new systems, like for example, I'll put myself out there. I was so against Slack when I was working at my first job. That freshman year of college, they use Slack. I was like way down the ladder, of course. It was like an internship basically, and I handled their social, and I was kind of like taken off of most of the important channels. So for me, I'm like, I think this is a waste of time. I'm only in the one where they're like joking around, and I don't even understand the jokes because I'm never in the office. And so, you know, as a business owner, I at first was really like opposed to it. I'm like, I don't really see a purpose. I think that, you know, it doesn't really help. And then one of my interns this past semester actually recommended it and just said, hey, like, what do you guys think of this? And that moment I happened to have been open to it. And
yeah.
It has been one of the best things we've implemented so far. Along that same line, I didn't really like a lot of those task management systems because my worry was how much time it would take to put into getting it set up, to constantly make sure, you know, everything's correct. And even with the automations, it's still, you know, a big to-do.
Yeah.
I'm really lucky that I think ClickUp, it's kind of like a newer company, but that's what we've been using. And it's basically just like a list that lets you automate things.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, that has been really, really amazing.
Very cool.
You add to that, automation is key. Getting as much as you can automated will set you apart because, you know, along the lines of you create a system so that you're not having to do as much. And utilizing as many automation tools as you can to get to that process will really help.
Yeah, it's just going to save you more time. Time is money.
Exactly. And, you know, mental headspace too. There's plenty of other things that we could be spending our time with.
Absolutely. So do you have any tips? I know you mentioned the automations. Do you have any other tips to streamline the process when you're implementing new systems in your agency?
Yeah, I think especially if you have a team, just being open-minded to it.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I think not everyone's different. Everyone has different preferences. You know, we've been using ClickUp. One of the people on the team prefers to just write everything down on her timesheet, which, you know, it works. She gets it done. And she still uses ClickUp to know like kind of what tasks are coming up. But in terms of like note-taking for those tasks, that other system works better for her.
Right.
So, you know, you don't have to get everybody onto it, but as long as there's this one central one that everyone has access to, and kind of just like motivating people to give it a go and at least use it to some capacity to get going.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I think, my number one tip. And also like asking your team, like, hey, like, what have you been thinking about this? Because maybe something that you start trying works for you, but the rest of the team doesn't like it. And I think, you know, just kind of constantly having those feedback and check-in calls and being like, hey, like, I know we've been doing it like this for a while, but do you have any suggestions on how to go about changing this? You know, our analytics are constantly changing, especially with the GA4 coming out and some clients preferring that over the universal. So, you know, we kind of have to always change our system. There's only so much you could automate and you have to, you know, keep up. So just checking in with your team, using them to help, like, it's not all on you. They're, you know, they're using you too. They might have a really good suggestion.
Yeah. And that's a really good point you made about getting that feedback too, because as the owner, you know, the CEO, sometimes it's hard to get that honest feedback. So, you know, just really encouraging your team to be upfront, like what their experience is. It's such valuable information. And then you can just tweak and make the best system that you possibly can using that feedback.
Yeah, exactly. And feedback is scary. Like, you know, nobody is like, oh, I'm looking forward to my feedback calls. But I think, you know, at first, we didn't even have them. I've never worked at an agency. I've never had like a really normal job. I've always kind of just been that like freelancer thrown into the mix. So how I even learned about having feedback calls was from friends who are working in corporate. And, you know, I don't really agree with every part of corporate, but I do think that those feedback calls are really amazing. As long as you're going in there with the idea, how do we improve the system? Because I promise you that some of it is on you and it's not necessarily just on them. And so even so, like, it's still, if you're the leader, it's your responsibility to figure out why they're having that roadblock. Is it something that you have in place? Is it something that you could help with? And that's kind of how we use our feedback calls to, you know, just make everyone feel more comfortable, more open, and working through those problems. With our interns, we have weekly ones so that, you know, they kind of keep like a cute little like journal, so to say.
Yeah.
what did I learn this week? What did I struggle with? How can next week go better? And just these three simple questions makes a huge difference on getting your systems in place.
And as an intern, you'll appreciate that. Like, you'll learn so much quicker when you're writing it down and having that constant feedback. It'll just, speed up your whole learning process.
And then, you know, you look back at week one and you realize like what you wrote down, what I learned, and you're like, wow, I learned a lot.
Yeah. That's really cool. So what have been some lessons you've learned from not having adequate systems in place?
I mean, I think I'm constantly growing. We're just starting out. So I'm expecting to constantly be adding new systems, improving the systems. And we've had some challenges from not having had systems in place to begin with. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot like I wish I had known before. But I think the whole point of not knowing is that you learn from those mistakes that come up. So, you know, for example, it takes longer to do things. It's harder to get in contact with your team members. It's, you know, easier to forget tasks that are coming up. I mean, you know, it's an agency. You have your own agency to promote. You have each client. And, you know, while we do have our specific niches, every client's different and every client needs different things. And we're a full package agency. So it's really easy for things to fall through the cracks if you don't have these systems in place, especially automated systems.
Definitely. It's a really good point. Is there anything else you'd like to mention on the topic of creating systems to allow your agency to function without you?
Yeah. And I think in terms of systems, a big system that could kind of get overlooked is like your team as a system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I was talking about earlier, I started as one and my biggest struggle was growing. I think it's really important to hire, especially if you're just starting off, like if you're listening to this and you're a team of one right now and you don't know how to expand, how to grow, hire somebody that, you know, does your least favorite task and they could take over the bulk of that material. So, you know, like I said earlier, the social media, this person wasn't just writing the captions, creating the content. They took over the whole social media pillar for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, there was a lot of training involved. I was really hands-on for the first few months, and now I'm completely hands-off. We have one meeting for the whole month to review all the clients. I make, you know, I'm very picky, so like my little mentions, change this color, let's add the period here instead of there, things like that. But honestly, I don't even really need to be involved with that. So in terms of that, that really helped. Giving a whole segment to somebody and not micromanaging is a really hard thing to learn as a new entrepreneur. But it is so rewarding. And I actually was reading, I think it was James Clear, one of those like weekly emails. Mm-hmm. It was talking about this specific thing. And it said, we know this is really hard. Instead of thinking, oh, I could have done this better, think, did they do this to 85% of my capacity?
That's a good point.
That's the goal, because over time that 85% will grow and grow. And if there's that like helpful feedback, constructive feedback in place, you know, that's going to grow and they're going to, you know, end up being better than you. That's the whole point. You want to be surrounded and you want your team to be experts and that elevate you, that elevate the team, motivates everyone, and inspires everyone to keep growing.
Yeah, absolutely. So where do you see the Inspiration Agency in 5 years' time?
That's a great question. I think I have really big dreams. I would love us to be in the multi-million dollars and also able to do more philanthropy. We just kind of started with that this fall, but it is really important for me to give back. We in the fall partnered with To Write Love on Her Arms. Mental health awareness is a really big part of my life. I think, you know, therapy is now becoming less and less taboo and more open-minded, but, you know, I do live in Europe and I think it's still a very close-minded thing. Mm-hmm. So I really do love what this philanthropy is doing, and we were able to raise like a ton of money for them, but I want to keep going. I want to have more in-person events, be able to talk about it more. And I think also like with entrepreneurship, it kind of plays hand in hand. You know, it's sometimes can be a really isolating journey. It's really hard to find mentors. And I think that's kind of where the company could tie in with, you know, this philanthropy and I would love for us to do like more in-person events and, you know, really make people feel connected in some sort of manner. So I don't really know what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
But I think I personally struggle with not really having a lot of people in my exact same shoes that I don't have to pay to talk to for help. So that's also something I would love to start, you know, working on in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool. I love that you want to get more involved with philanthropy because yeah, that's something that's really close to my heart as well. I'm involved with my local Rotary Club and yeah, like we just did a wreath fundraiser and we raised $5,000 to go towards Aboriginal communities and helping combat the clean drinking water crisis. So yeah, it's yeah, I love it. I feel like everyone should just get more involved in their community and causes that they love.
Exactly. And like you were talking about earlier, like what inspires me, I think doing things like that, getting into your community, doing things that you're passionate about outside of work or learning how to merge that with your work.
Yeah.
Is really exciting.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So awesome. What's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
I have two and I couldn't pick one. So I think the first is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. He talks a lot about those systems that I was, you know, talking about earlier, automation, mm-hmm. everything like that. It's a mentality change that I think is a really healthy mentality change when it's talking about entrepreneurship. And then the other is Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. Brené Brown is awesome.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. And, you know, like I said, one of my biggest struggles was leadership this year. It was the first time I was thrown into this position. I didn't really have anyone to look to. And I think Dare to Lead was a great resource for me.
Awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
So I'm very much so that digital nomad. I get out of bed at 9:30, make my coffee and go straight to my computer, look at emails, catch up with, you know, anything I missed. But yeah, I know morning routines, early morning routines work very well for people. Mm-hmm. I am definitely nocturnal. My brain works the best at night. So this has worked perfectly for me from when I started doing this.
Interesting. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yeah. So I really admire Paige Brunton. Her business model is amazing. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she's like this Squarespace like connoisseur. And she started off kind of like how I did, where she kind of picked her niche and was doing freelancing client to clients and created a really great system for herself. And you know, I've never like taken her course or anything like that, cause we don't specialize just in Squarespace, mm-hmm. but I am just like obsessed with how her system is. Like her email marketing is amazing. And I know that because I get all the emails and I forward them to my team. And during all these team meetings, I'm like, Paige Brunton did this, so we should do it like this too.
Or yeah.
Things like that. She's really successful and also lives abroad. She, I think, just moved to London. I just got her email telling me that.
Yeah.
But she was living in Germany for quite a bit. And I think it was really refreshing for me to kind of have this person that is doing everything I want to grow the agency into. And yeah. Even though it's from very afar, like I've never really talked to her or anything like that, I think just kind of like having this person or this business model that you really admire and like kind of snooping around in it, looking at how the user experiences the website, writing down like what you like, and you know, it works for her. So I've admired her system.
Yeah. When you can find that brand or person that you really admire like that and want to aspire to be like, it's so powerful. It just really gives you that motivation and inspiration.
Yeah, definitely.
And what is your favorite online tool?
Okay, this one's also hard to pick, but if I had to just pick one, it would be ClickUp. It has made it so that we've been so much more efficient and never forgetting a task. I think it's really easy for things to fall through the cracks, but with ClickUp, the automation is really nice.
Okay, perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
So for this one, I would say that I wish I could tell myself that there's going to be mistakes, there's going to be setbacks, but you could leverage them to make your career and your business stronger. And I think that has held true for me. Things happen, especially in your first year. You learn so much about business and, you know, where the industry is growing, where your business is growing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have contracts in place for the first 2 months. Mm-hmm. And now I have a contract that clients have to sign a minimum of 3 months. And now I haven't, you know, nobody's left after that period of time. Whereas if they leave before, you're not really, you don't have the proper time to get everything in place. It depends on your agency and what you're doing, but we do everything and to get everything set up and to look and do the proper research. And, you know, it takes time. And I want to be competitive and get my clients these great numbers. And it takes data, it takes time, it takes research. So Things like that, you know, it was really hard losing my first client when I started off. You know, I had that kind of little freak out and I was like, well, what do I do now? And but I think those setbacks pushed me to be like, okay, how do I make sure this doesn't happen again? And then I kind of have this like fire underneath me that's like, how do I find the next client? Let's improve my potential client booklet. Is there anyone I could cold email? Is there any old people that like reached out from a few years ago that I didn't have the time to work with? Then I think, you know, it's really easy to get comfortable when things are going right. And that's why you don't grow as much. So when things go wrong, I think that's where you could have the most growth. Or of course, it could go the opposite direction. But if you're working towards growth and change and learning from your mistakes, it's never going to be the downfall of your career.
Yeah, that was so well said. I agree 100%. Yep, you just got to take those mistakes. You got to learn from them. And yeah, just exactly light that fire under you and just propel you to the next level.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I work well under pressure. So in those scenarios, it improves the business.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sydney. It's been really great chatting with you.
Thanks, Julia. It was really great getting to know more about you and being on here.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.